Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Newly inducted member of the Milwaukee Press Club Hall of Fame, two-time Sports Writer of the Year, and friend of the program, Lori Nickel, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Lori.
Good morning.
Yes, we intend to continue to embarrass you with that. Thank you for attending Eric and me the other night as we were there in support.
You guys were a friendly face in the crowd. I appreciate it.
You did great. Hey, something that we've talked about before, as I find myself getting older, I find myself less and less interested in the personal lives of the athletes and the teams that I follow. Like, I want the Packers to win. I want the Brewers to win. Like, I just don't care as much about this is this guy's charity or this is this guy's thing. That said, you sort of brought me back with your piece on Sal Frelick the other day. And what a good guy this guy is. A good guy among good guys.
Right. And that's really hard to stand out. He really is exceptional. He does so many charities, but I think what I want you and everybody to understand is all athletes have the opportunity to volunteer for charity work. The Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, they have people who set up things, community events, where the player can say, okay, I'll show up, I'll sacrifice some of my downtime, my free time, my day off. It's laid in there for them. And if they do that, it's wonderful. It's a great thing. Sal Frelick does all of those things. He does as much as he can. He volunteers for it. But before he even got to Milwaukee, he had his own charitable events and causes that he was passionate about, like Best Buddies, which works with kids with disabilities, learning disabilities, ALS, because of his connections in college to the original Ice Bucket Challenge, and also to veterans. So he puts in his own time, and this was just in his DNA, part of his character. It's really, really, really unusual to see a young 24, 25-year-old this involved.
That's fascinating, Lori. I always appreciate the athlete or the actor who realize they have a small window of time where they can really make someone else's day or life and give them a story, a core memory just by meeting them or shaking their hand or giving them some time. And here's a kid, Sal Frelick, who is doing that before his window even opened up.
I know. It's really great. And we've actually done two stories on him. Kurt Hoge did one in the middle of the summer. And then I did one on him just recently because he's the Brewers nomination for the Roberto Clemente Award, which will be announced in the World Series. But there is a small window and he makes the time to do this. But what's also interesting to me is I can't tell you how many Brewers I've interviewed, even in the last 2 years, who don't have time to get to know the city, from Jackson Cheerio to Ricky Weeks. You know, they have to devote so many hours to their job. And Sal was like, you know, I get something out of this too. I get to see parts of the city. I get to meet people. I get to meet the actual fans who are rooting for me. I get to connect with the community. Who does that anymore? Can't you just do that on TikTok? I'm being sarcastic.
Right. No.
I think it's wonderful. It's just, so it brought me back to my own. Boy, am I volunteering enough? No. Am I doing enough? If this guy can do it, you know, yes, he's just a great role model and example.
Well, look forward to more reporting. And again, Lori's piece on Sal Frelick, you can find it at jsonline.com. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Coming up on the top of the hour here on Wisconsin's Morning News.